it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head 7.5. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, a lot of people thought I did this on my own, but I didn't. I actually got this list from MASH.com.
All right.
This would be a fun little one to do on your own, though.
Yeah.
Trying and ranking all McDonald's burgers.
I mean, if you're going to a place where you already like the food, like, don't mind if I do.
All right, Ted, I've got some strong opinions on this stuff.
As far as McDonald's goes. There's 9 burgers on here, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to hear some of them, Miles, or you want to fire off these opinions?
I just want to give you one opinion. One opinion on this.
All right.
I know it's not the way that, other than White Castle, McDonald's is one of the few fast food places that uses dehydrated
onions.
Small onions.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But they're little onion pieces.
Yeah.
Now, to me, on McDonald's, those are the superior onion.
I agree.
And when you start getting in the onions that they put on the McRib or the Quarter Pounder, I just kind of would prefer that they put those just cheap ass in a bag with water, dehydrated onions, because to me, that's kind of part of the taste of McDonald's. So that's one of the reasons I really don't get the Quarter Pounder. I think it's a good hamburger.
You don't like the big onion.
I don't like the big onions on it.
All right.
I agree with that, 100%.
I also like, they said, look, we tried all the McDonald's burger menu items. And like they said, for the most part, you're only talking a separation of a topping or two, like you're
that's
saying.
That's basically it, yeah.
And they said, look, minus the secret menu. All right, sure. I know that's a huge thing right now. Everybody's got a secret menu item they like or whatever. I saw some guy on the internet the other day, went to Taco Bell and ordered something, and it was like, it was the biggest burrito I've ever seen in my life.
Really? But it's just some secret like code that he knows?
Yeah, I want to say, like, Arby's, there's a few places, it's not hard to look them up. I think it just depends on who's working at that fast food establishment, but it seems like generally they're kind of like, yeah, sure, we'll mess with you. Mike, you're the most recent one in here to work at fast food.
All right.
If people were like, hey, man, can you do this, something crazy, would you do it?
I mean, to a degree, I would. You know, there's always little modifications that people are going to make. So, yeah, if they asked for it and it didn't, you know, they paid up if need be. Like, yeah, I didn't have a problem.
Was it a secret menu or did they mix it? Because I'm looking up, I just Googled McDonald's secret menu, all right? So they said, look, it's not an official secret menu, but they allow you to mix and match, like the apple pie shake. The Big McChicken, where someone basically got a double burger, added a chicken breast to it. The All-American Burger, which basically is just the hamburger with nothing but pickles. Caramel applesauce sundae. So in other words, you get the sundae.
That's why I think a lot of places, if you ask, they'll do it for you. But again, it depends on who's working. Like, look.
Oh, the surf and turf, dude. Would you get the fish fillet
sandwich with a burger?
Yeah.
I would.
Maybe.
I would. Yeah, but I'm a psycho.
And the thing is that it's kind of like ordering a specialty cocktail with a different bartender. It's like you can go up there and say the name of it, and they're not necessarily going to know what it is. But if you say, like, hey, could I get a McDouble with a McChicken on it? You might find somebody that'll do it.
Look, I'll put it to you this way, right? Like, Maryland's famous for two soups, right? Maryland crab soup and cream of crab.
Get it.
Now, when I was going back to Maryland a few years ago, like 10 years ago, I noticed some places would have what they called a skipjack, which was half and half.
Although, I'll say called Jersey style.
So I went to a place and I said, hey, can I have that? And the girl was just shook. She was like, we don't offer. It got to the point where the cook comes out and I go, hey, man, it's as simple as just a ladle of cream of crab. And he's like, oh, that's it? I'm like, yeah, you offer both soups. And he's like, yeah, obviously I could do that. And he kind of looked at the waitress like, what is your problem?
Yeah, why'd you freak out? By the way, just a quick side note, Mike, you brought up a specialty cocktail. Back when my buddy Leon was alive, we're young enough where we ended up at a lot of college bars. We were not college students, but the chicks in particular would always order a drink, you know, the red-headed slut, the buttery nipple, all that kind of stuff.
Woo-woos.
And Leon's like, man, I'm convinced that if we walk up to a bartender and say anything, they're not going to ask how it's made. So he will walk around, go up to a bartender and be like, hey, man, can I get 2 possum nipples? It's not a drink. Bartender's like, coming right up.
Yeah, we got you.
And we're pretty sure they just made one of those variations of the girly drinks.
Yeah.
Gave it to him, but they never questioned him. Every bar we went to.
There's one McDonald's I'll tell you about, Ted, where they will make you a Filet-O-Fish Big Mac.
Nice.
Which is, you know, the two fish patties instead of the
beef. Have you heard of the McGangbang? I'm not making this
up. That one's famous.
Is it?
Because that's because the because the double cheeseburger and the chicken were both always like $2.
It just, the name just surprised me at McDonald's.
So number one on their list of trying every and ranking every McDonald's burger, they go, the hamburger. Obviously, it's the underdog. You know, it's fine.
So they say that's the best?
Yeah, we're starting at the bottom.
Oh, we're starting at the bottom. Okay.
I like your style. Start with the best.
Well, you said number one, so I didn't know if you
did. I say number one?
Yeah.
My bad.
Lion
number nine.
Number nine. Okay.
Number eight on the list, the deluxe quarter pounder with cheese. There is, as they say, there's a such thing as too many toppings. Deluxe quarter pounder with cheese takes its sauce way too far. If plain mayo is considered a sauce, that's it. The deluxe quarter pounder with cheese is the only burger at McDonald's that comes with mayonnaise. The burger was a sloppy mess of mayonnaise. It was possible to eat without getting condiments all over my hand.
Okay, that's fair.
It's kind of just unique to realize that they don't use mayonnaise.
I like that it makes it deluxe.
Yeah, no. Oh, mayonnaise? Yeah, it's deluxe, brother.
We charge like you a little Taco more. Bell. It's like, you want it supreme? Like, yeah, we're going to add sour cream and tomatoes.
I'm fine with that.
Also, look, I'm pro mayonnaise on a burger.
Really? Yeah. I'm not against it.
Me too.
It's fine.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, next on the list, number seven, you have the bacon quarter pounder with cheese. They say this ranking Classic. May be an unpopular opinion, considering bacon's cult-like following, and the quarter pounder is one of the meatier burgers McDonald's offers. They say the bacon, the guy said, for me, ill-advised addition to an otherwise okay burger. The burger was, the bacon on my burger was dull, without much smoky flavor. That people loving that meat.
Here's the thing with the quarter pounder. You know, I do enjoy a quarter pounder, and Steve, you're not going to like my answer for this, but the
I just don't like you.
The lack of vegetation on a quarter pounder, especially a double quarter pounder, honestly, it's too much meat. And I say that so lightly.
No, but you're not wrong. There's a balance to a good hamburger.
There is.
You guys are gross.
So I will say this, so like at Jack in the Box, I like the bacon ultimate cheeseburger, double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's just double cheeseburger. Like mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard.
Some places offer like a just more, you know, like a mid-scale place will offer a half-pound burger.
Yeah.
I will not order it because in my mind it is too much.
I agree with that.
And it's just like you're biting through all the meat.
You're just mowing through so much meat.
You don't get the rest of it.
No.
All right, Miles, you're going to fight this one. Midway through the list, the Big Mac.
Well,
they say the Big Mac might be the most iconic and symbolic of McDonald's sandwiches, but the burger fell pretty flat for me. You know, basically, and they're right. The burger patties are just the regular patties, but I do like the mac sauce, the shredded lettuce. It all comes together well.
Also, Big Mac is one of those things where sometimes it's just awesome, and sometimes it sucks. It's kind of like you two.
What do you think the what is the miss? Like, because McDonald's, one thing about McDonald's,
mac sauce,
very consistent.
Right. Okay. Dry burgers.
All right.
Just
right.
The assembly, too.
Sometimes the cheese is sliding off the end. Like, you know,
and truthfully, like you buy the Big Mac for the taste of a Big Mac.
Yeah.
But if I was just judging burger flavors, like I could see the Big Mac being middle of the road.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. And Miles is right. And look, it's my own fault, right? You get a Big Mac at the drive-thru at midnight. It's not going to be the best Big Mac you ever had. All right. Number five on the list, the cheeseburger.
Okay.
That's my go-to.
I was hoping that would be higher.
I thought so, too. But yeah, they're saying, look, quick, cheap, accessible eats. I'm with you. That one just doesn't disappoint.
It doesn't disappoint. And I learned to, a lot of people will go in and be like, hey, can I get it without pickles? Just pull the pickle off yourself. When I was a child, my parents, they go out of their way to order my stuff without pickles.
Nice.
As I get older now, I understand it's all muscle memory when you're part of an assembly line. So I remember being at my grandparents. They came home with two cheeseburgers. There's a pickle in there. Now, I ate it, all right? And I remember my father saying, Stephen, couldn't even taste the pickle. And I looked him in the eye and said, yes, I did. I said, but after that, so I was probably seven. And after that, I said, just order. Because I didn't bother to check. to just order
it. And I'm with you. As a kid, I hate the pickles on there. Yes. Now I love pickles on my burger. It's like a bonus. Ooh, got a pickle pike.
Yeah. If you're with me, you get extra
pickles. I get extra pickles.
This one's tough for me. Four on the list, double cheeseburger. As I said earlier, they said, like, the only difference between the double cheeseburger and the McDouble, because the McDouble is next, is literally a slice of American cheese.
Mm-hmm. One more cheese.
Which also, one more slice. Yeah.
But, and so you want less cheese, Miles. I want more cheese.
I think the double cheeseburger, it's just, back to Mike talking about too much meat, mm-hmm. it's too much cheese.
I don't Agreed. Believe in anything that has too much cheese. I think that's impossible.
That kind
so
of
I
cheese,
I would get
yes.
the double cheeseburger, mm-hmm. but not the McDouble.
That's not cheese, though.
Correct.
Look, I'll eat both of them, but I would prefer the double cheeseburger.
With
I want enough
cheese
that there's some cheese on the side of the wrapper.
I agree.
Right, I want a little
there's
cheese
something about
dripping
taking
down
my
that
index
burger.
Finger and running it through the wrapper and having this yellow goop that may or may not have ever seen the udder of a cow and placing it in my mouth.
But again, you know, look, I like American cheese and put it on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, and I think Thriller agree, if there's two places it belongs, it's like a smash, like a burger
yeah.
or a breakfast sandwich.
Sure.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Let's see. So number two on the list, you get the quarter pounder with cheese.
Classic.
Just the standard.
Says they really seem to have the burger to bun ratio down with science with the quarter pounder. 4 ounce patties, a perfect amount of meat to offer with a fluffier sesame seed bun. That's something. The bun is different. McDonald's uses more premium burgers. This burger gives you what the double cheeseburger, gives you what the double cheeseburger does, but with seemingly higher quality aspects.
Mm.
Yeah. It's also got diced onions. The diced onions are out. You got sliced white onions. They say it gives it more of a fresh taste, even though, Miles, you prefer yep. the little dehydrated mm-hmm. ones. And then number one on their list, double quarter pounder with cheese.
Huh. Okay.
It needs the extra patty, huh?
That's, yeah. It's the only burger I tried from McDonald's. This is this guy's opinion that had me returning for a regular meal. Seems to get it all right. Burger to bun ratio. Topping balance and flavor. Has anybody in here had a double quarter pounder with cheese?
I have not.
I mean, I have back in the day, I did. Right. And even then, dude, when at my heaviest, when I was just a glutton, it was just, this is so much meat.
Oh, really?
It is a lot of hamburger meat. Yep. And look, no hate on anybody. You have
whatever
you want.
My wife said the first time she opened my pants, that is a lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
And a lot of cheese.
Quarter pounder.
And it's one of the few times as far as fast food restaurants that I have felt that way. To be fair with you,
yeah,
like, I feel like I had big burgers, but it's like, doggone it, this is just so much meat.
Well, and I feel like too, right? Because like you know, we've gotten used to working like you know downtown and
yeah.
fancy office space. I feel like for a lot of people, you're out doing construction, manual labor, and stuff. Like when you stop for lunch at fast food, you need to fill up.
You need
and
you power want, up.
I feel like
yeah.
that's where the double quarter pounder
boom
just thrives. You know what I mean? And he's right. Cost efficiency, double quarter pounder with cheese is going to get you. You know what? But get one.
Attaboy.
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Thank you, board of flight. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.